This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for NDIP. Active ingredient, amitriptyline hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about taking NDIP. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking NDIP. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking NDIP? NDIP contains the active ingredient amitriptyline hydrochloride. NDIP is used to treat depression. NDIP 10 mg and NDIP 25 mg tablets can be taken at any stage in the treatment of depression. However, the highest strength, NDIP 50 mg, is approved only for the maintenance treatment of depression, after your symptoms have improved. NDIP belongs to a group of medicines called tricyclic antidepressants, TCAs. TCA medicines work by correcting the imbalance of certain chemicals in the brain. These chemicals, called amines, are involved in controlling mood. By correcting this imbalance, TCAs can help relieve the symptoms of depression. NDIP can also be used to treat bedwetting, provided that there is no physical cause for the problem, e.g. problems with the bladder. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why NDIP has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed NDIP for another reason. NDIP is not approved for use in children and adolescents below 18 years of age for the treatment of depression. The safe use and effectiveness of NDIP in treating the above condition for this age group has not been established. What should I know before I take NDIP? Warnings. Do not take NDIP if you are allergic to amitriptyline or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. Do not take NDIP if you have recently had a heart attack. Taking NDIP could make your condition worse. Do not take NDIP if you are taking sisapride, a medicine used to treat stomach reflux. Combining NDIP with sisapride may cause serious side effects such as an abnormal heart rhythm. Do not take NDIP if the packaging shows signs of tampering or the tablets do not look quite right. Do not take NDIP if you are taking or have taken within the last 14 days another medicine for depression called a monoamine oxidase inhibitor, MAOI. Taking NDIP with AMAOI or taking it too soon after stopping AMAOI may cause a serious reaction with a sudden increase in body temperature, extremely high blood pressure and severe convulsions. Your doctor will tell you when it is safe to start taking NDIP after stopping the MAOI. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you are unsure if you are taking or have been taking AMAOI. MAOIs are medicines used to treat depression and symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Examples of MAOIs are phenylzine, tranylcypramine, moclobemide, and silegiline. If you are not sure whether you should start taking this medicine, talk to your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any other medical conditions, especially the following: heart or blood vessel problems, liver problems, glaucoma, a condition where there is an increased pressure in the eye, urinary problems such as difficulty in passing urine, thyroid problems, seizures or fits, any mental illness other than depression, for example schizophrenia or manic depression, alternating periods of elation or overactivity and depressed mood, family history of suicide or mania. Tell your doctor if you plan to undergo any type of surgery or if you are undergoing electroshock therapy. Tell your doctor if you take any medicines for any other condition. Tell your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. There have been reports of some babies experiencing complications immediately after delivery. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of taking NDIP during pregnancy. Do not take NDIP if you are breastfeeding. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. NDIP passes into breast milk and may harm your baby. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Do not take NDIP if you are taking Sisapride, a medicine used to treat stomach reflux, any monoamine oxidase inhibitor, MAOI, such as phenylzine, tranexamic, or moclobemide, which are used to treat depression, sildenafil, used to treat symptoms of Parkinson's disease. Wait at least 14 days after stopping your MAOI before starting NDIP. Tell your doctor if you are taking or have recently taken any other medicines, such as valproic acid. Some medicines may be affected by NDIP or may affect how well NDIP works. These include selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, a group of medicines used to treat depression and other mental illnesses, such as fluoxetine, sertraline, and paroxetine. This could result in serotonin syndrome. This condition may include feeling agitated or restless, confused, loss of muscle coordination, or twitching muscles and shivering. Some medicines used to treat high blood pressure, anticholinergics, found in some medicines used to relieve stomach cramps, travel sickness, hay fever, and allergies, cough, and colds. This could result in high fever, particularly during hot weather. If you take these medicines together, you may feel drowsier and experience dry mouth, constipation, and dizziness for a longer period of time. Also, you may be more at risk of developing seizures and neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Neuroleptic malignant syndrome may include sudden increase in body temperature, sweating, fast heartbeat, muscle stiffness, high blood pressure, and convulsions. Medicines used to treat mental disorders such as schizophrenia, quinidine and flecainide, medicines used to control an irregular heartbeat, cimetidine, a medicine used to treat reflux and ulcers, sleeping tablets or sedatives, anti-anxiety medicines, medicines for epilepsy, thyroid medicines, disulfiram, a medicine used to deter alcohol consumption, tramadol, a medicine used to relieve pain. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect NDIP. How do I take NDIP? How much to take? The dose varies from person to person. Your doctor will decide the right dose for you. Follow the instructions provided and take NDIP until your doctor tells you to stop. Depression. NDIP is usually started at a low dose and then, if necessary, increased depending on how your symptoms improve and how well you tolerate it. For depression, the usual starting dose is 75 mg to 150 mg per day in divided doses. For people being treated in hospital for their depression, the usual starting dose is 100 mg to 200 mg per day. For the elderly, lower doses are recommended as NDIP may not be well tolerated in this age group. Your doctor may then reduce your dose to 50 mg to 100 mg per day when your depressive symptoms have improved, depending on your response to NDIP. Bedwetting. Keep NDIP out of the reach of children. Do not give your child more NDIP than what is recommended by your doctor. The doses recommended for bedwetting are lower than the doses used to treat depression and usually depend on the person's age and weight. When to take NDIP. NDIP can be taken with or without food. NDIP can be taken as a single dose, e.g. at bedtime, or as divided doses, e.g. three times a day. Your doctor will advise you. Take your medicine at about the same time each day. Taking it at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take it. How to take NDIP. Swallow the tablets whole with a glass of water. How long to take NDIP for? Depression. Keep taking NDIP for as long as your doctor recommends. The length of treatment will depend on how quickly your symptoms improve. Most medicines for depression take time to work, so do not be discouraged if you do not feel better right away. Some people notice an improvement in their depressive symptoms after 3 or 4 days. However, it may take up to 4 weeks to feel the full benefits of NDIP. Even when you feel well, your doctor may ask you to continue taking NDIP for 3 months or longer to make sure that the benefits last. Bedwetting. Most children respond to treatment in the first few days. However, continued treatment is usually required to maintain the response until bedwetting ends. If you forget to take NDIP, if you take one dose a day at bedtime, if you forget to take NDIP before going to bed and wake up late in the night or early in the morning, do not take the missed dose until you have checked with your doctor. You may have difficulty waking up or experience drowsiness in the morning or during the day if you take endepetese times. If you take more than one dose a day, if it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take the missed dose as soon as you remember and then go back to taking your tablets as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your tablets, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you take too much Ndep, taking too much Ndep at once can be dangerous and may cause death. If you think that you have taken too much Ndep, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center Australia telephone 131126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Ndep, you may feel drowsy, cold, very dizzy, or have a fast or irregular heartbeat. You may also have fits, difficulty breathing, or lose consciousness. Keep Ndep out of the reach of children. Children are much more sensitive than adults to medicines such as Ndep. An accidental overdose is especially dangerous in children. What should I know while taking Ndep? Things you must do. Tell your doctor immediately if you have any suicidal thoughts or other mental or mood changes. Occasionally, the symptoms of depression or other psychiatric conditions may include thoughts of harming yourself or committing suicide. These symptoms may continue or get worse during the first 1 to 2 months of treatment until the full antidepressant effect of the medicine becomes apparent. This is more likely to occur in children, adolescents and young adults under 25 years of age. Contact your doctor or a mental health professional right away, or go to the nearest hospital for treatment if you or someone you know is showing any of the following warning signs of suicide: worsening of your depression, thoughts or talk of death or suicide, thoughts or talk of self-harm or harm to others, any recent attempts of self-harm, increase in aggressive behavior, irritability, or any other unusual changes in behavior or mood. All mentions of suicide or violence must be taken seriously. Tell your doctor straight away if you develop a rash, fever, facial swelling, or enlarged lymph nodes. Tell your doctor if you feel the tablets are not helping your condition. Keep all of your appointments with your doctor so that your progress can be checked. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking Ndep. Do not stop taking your tablets until you have spoken to your doctor. Before starting any new medicine, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking Ndep. Tell all the doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Ndep. If you plan to have surgery, including dental surgery, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking Ndep. Your doctor may ask you to temporarily stop taking Ndep a few days before elective surgery. Tell your doctor if, for any reason, you have not taken your medicine exactly as prescribed. Otherwise, your doctor may think that it was not effective and change your treatment unnecessarily. Things you must not do. Ndep may reduce your alertness, cause drowsiness or dizziness in some people. If affected, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Children should not ride a bike, climb trees, or do anything else that could be dangerous if they are drowsy. Do not stop taking Ndep or lower the dose without checking with your doctor. Do not let yourself run out of your medicine over weekends or during holidays. Stopping Ndep suddenly may make you feel sick, nauseous, have headaches, or feel generally unwell. Your doctor will tell you how to gradually reduce the amount of Ndep you are taking before stopping completely. Do not take Ndep to treat any other conditions unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Ndep to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Be careful getting up from a sitting or lying position. Dizziness, lightheadedness, or fainting may occur, especially when you get up quickly. Getting up slowly may help. Tell your doctor or dentist if your mouth continues to feel dry for more than 2 weeks. Ndep may cause dry mouth. This can be relieved by frequent sips of water, sucking sugarless lollies, or chewing sugarless gum. However, continuing dryness of the mouth may increase the chance of dental disease, including tooth decay and gum disease. Driving or using machines. Do not drive or operate machinery until you know how Ndep affects you. Ndep may reduce your alertness, cause drowsiness or dizziness in some people. If you experience any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, if you drink alcohol. Be careful drinking alcohol while taking NDEP. Combining NDEP with alcohol can make you more drowsy or dizzy. Your doctor may suggest you avoid alcohol while being treated for depression. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Dry mouth, altered sense of taste, nausea, feeling sick, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, blurred vision, difficulty in focusing, drowsiness, tiredness, headache, dizziness, lightheadedness, increased sweating, weight gain or loss, changes in sex drive. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Fast or irregular heartbeats. Large breasts than normal in men and women. Tingling or numbness of the hands or feet. Uncontrolled movements, including trembling and shaking of the hands and fingers, twisting movements of the body, shuffling walk and stiffness of the arms and legs. Difficulty in passing urine. Signs of frequent infections such as fever, chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Yellowing of the eyes or skin, jaundice, unusual bruising or bleeding, feeling anxious, restless, or confused, abnormal ideas, hallucinations, sudden switch of mood to one of excitement, overactivity, talkativeness and uninhibited behavior. Tell your doctor, as soon as possible, if you notice any of these side effects which are serious and may require medical attention. Very serious side effects. Very serious side effects. Skin rash, itching, hives, swelling of the face or tongue, severe sunburn, blistering or swelling of the skin, fever, swollen lymph nodes, fainting or collapse, chest pain, seizures or fits. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these very serious side effects. You may require urgent medical attention or even hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What NDEP contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. 10 mg, 25 mg, or 50 mg of amitriptyline hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Microcrystalline cellulose. Disodium etidate. Sodium starch glycolate, progelatinized maize starch, colloidal anhydrous silica, magnesium stearate, purified talc, 10 mg and 50 mg only, Opidriblu OYB30904, ID3525, 10 mg only, Opidri Yellow OYLS32814, ID2734, 25 mg only, Opidri Buff OYLS37200, ID3249, 50 mg only close bracket. Potential allergens. Soybean product, 10 mg only, sugars as lactose and traces of sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What NDEPT looks like. NDEPTN is a 7mm, normal convex blue film coated tablet debossed with AP10 on one side and alpha on the other, OSTAR 71044. NDEPT 25 is a 7mm yellow, film coated, normal convex tablet marked AP/25 on one side, alpha on reverse, OSTAR 59788. NDEPT 50 is a 8mm hexagonal tan film coated tablet marked AP50 on one side, alpha on reverse, OSTAR 64425. Who distributes NDEPT? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30-34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in February 2025. NDEPT is a Viatris company trademark. NDEPT_CMI/FEP25/00.